At first, Vimbai Njovo was in no hurry to get vaccinated until she got sick with COVID-19. It's why the student's only now receiving her first jab. Like other Zimbabweans, the 21-year-old believed the misinformation and conspiracy theories about the vaccines.
The first one is that when you get vaccinated, right, you die earlier than expected. And the second one is that by the time you get vaccinated, you're initiated into Satanism. And like most people, they're afraid of Satanism. So that's why people are afraid. And these conspiracy theories, they're so dangerous.
Zimbabwe missed its December target of vaccinating 60% of the 15 million population. Just over a third have been fully inoculated. Health workers say the problem isn't getting vaccine deliveries. China recently sent 10 million doses and more are on the way. The challenge is convincing more people to accept them. Wendy Kuhuni is getting her booster. She believes the low vaccination rates could have something to do with the perceived mildness of the Omicron variant.
Most people don't know the benefits of being vaccinated. They just think it's, you know, we can get sick and recover at home. So most people won't come in just because of that.
To raise the total, the government made it compulsory for all its workers to get vaccinated. Zimbabweans can only get into bars, restaurants and places of worship if they are fully inoculated. Despite that, daily vaccination rates have been dropping.
For some people here, getting vaccinated could mean losing a day's wages. First, they have to wait in line for public transport. Then they have to join another line to get vaccinated. That could take hours. Health officials are now looking at setting up vaccination centres at bus stops. Another proposal is to make it mandatory for everyone using public transport to show one of these a vaccination card proving they've had a jab.
The World Health Organization says just over 10% of Africa's 1.25 billion people are fully vaccinated. Reasons vary from country to country. They include access to the vaccines, logistics, hesitancy, and apathy. Government leaders here say they're trying to educate everyone about getting vaccine protection. But unlike last year, when there seemed to be a rush to get the jabs, this time only a few Zimbabweans are trickling in.
And Haru joins us live now from Harare. Haru, what can different countries across the region do now to get people vaccinated? I'm thinking about, you know, especially those countries with big non-city rural populations.
That is a big challenge for many African leaders and African governments. It's how to get these vaccines to more remote areas. The challenge here is logistics. For example, in many parts of Africa, once you leave the cities and the towns, you have a really poor road network. So sometimes to get these vaccines to remote areas by road can take days, sometimes weeks. And that's why when some of these vaccines arrive on the continent and they're about to expire, by the time they reach these people, these vaccines are absolutely no use to anyone. That's why some of them have had to be thrown away. That's why the African health experts have been calling for people who will be bringing vaccines to the continent to make sure there's at least a six-month shelf line, so there's time to get these vaccines to other people. But then, of course, there's other things as well, such as hesitancy here in Zimbabwe and other parts of Africa as well. Some people just don't trust these vaccines. So governments are trying to do education campaign programs to try and get as many people as possible to understand the benefits of vaccines and to get them vaccinated. The aim is to get at least 70% of Africans on the continent fully vaccinated by the end of the year. But then there is also the issue of apathy, which you see not just in Africa, but in other parts of the world. There are people who are saying that they should not be forced to be vaccinated. Governments shouldn't force them. Mandatory vaccination should not be a necessity. So all these things are playing up in Africa and the rest of the world. African leaders are trying to get as many people jabbed as possible. They know it's going to be a challenge, but right now they say more vaccines are on the way. The challenge is getting as many people as possible jabbed.
Haru, thank you very much. Haru Matasa there talking to us from Harare.